show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Every day it's the same routine. Me, you, him,
present,
him, right. Him.
What you looking at?
I'm just trying to figure
out. Your microphone's not turned on.
Maybe it's not plugged in. Let me check.
Plug your microphone in.
Plug it in, honey. Man. Plug it in, honey.
Someone's been screwing with the equipment.
Plug it in, honey.
Come now on, I honey. Know. Amplify it, honey.
We're missing Phil, honey.
Phil!
Yes, Phil Lennon.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
There, that's it. The missing Phil.
Oh,
yeah.
Phil, my man. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Good Enema and all the ships at sea. On the East Coast, it's about 3:15, but they're still thinking about 1 o'clock. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. And listen, hello. Thank you for listening, Coast to Coast Nationwide. It is a national radio show via Westwood One.
Dreamy.
The nation's number one syndicator of radio programming. Don and Mike Show coming to you from the world's crappiest radio station.
Oh, yes, feces.
Radio station WJFK in Washington, D.C. We are brought to you, as I mentioned, via the auspices of WW0.
Yeah, that's the code word for Westwood One.
WWO, Westwood One. 5 million national listeners, we thank you for your patronage. Roll call, Ken, Jeremy, Big Daddy Mel, Donald B. from the Monkey Man.
Hey.
And here he is to my left and to your right. You know him, of course, as Swinger, Atheist, Gun Enthusiast.
Uh-oh.
There is our friend, Guy J. Birdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Gun Enthusiast.
Yeah,
too.
Well, every day I peel back another layer of
it's
Buzz.
Incredible. I always thought he was so liberal-minded, trying to hide it.
Now, I caught him out shooting tin cans before the show today down
really?
The parking garage.
What, with a rifle or a handgun?
Both, Mike.
My God.
Both. Pretty good, too, huh?
Just sitting down and going, wow. Then he would line another can. I'm going,
oh, wow.
Finally.
Buzzy Oakley.
Wow. Listen, today is December 1.
Right.
Countdown to Xmas.
Yes, we are in December, the official, the real start of the holiday season.
And our toll-free telephone number, as always for you, 1-877-365-3636. We're going to start one of our Christmas promotions today.
Excellent.
You know, the 12 days of Christmas, blah, 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 blah. We have 12 Palm Pilots.
Wow, what a great prize that is.
To give away, and we're going to give away one every day for the next 12 days.
I think that's wonderful.
We're going to do it a different way every day. And today, we're going to ensure that whoever wins the Palm Pilot, valued at $600.
Yes.
It's the Palm Pilot with all the advances, with all the crap, all the bells and whistles.
Wow. Keep you organized.
We'll make sure that whoever gets this is someone who listens to the whole show. So, boys, get out a piece of paper.
Yeah, here we go.
Because it's time for the list.
Yeah.
Here's how this works. And that's why you people listening right now have a leg up on everybody. Else,
right?
During the show today, and you got to make sure you listen to every second of the show, because in the middle of conversations, in the middle of whatever we're doing, we'll throw in a word.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the show, we'll ask you to call in, be the 100th caller with all of the words in order, and hopefully we will have written out a little story. And if you have all of the words in order to prove to us that you've been listening to every second of the show today,
right?
Boom! You win the first of 12 Palm Pilots that we'll be giving away over the next 12 days.
Bam!
So the first word is Ken. Mike, I ask you as always at this point for the second word.
Woke.
And Buzz, I look to you for the third.
Two. T.O.
Okay, now, we will not be as liberal later in the show.
Right.
I mean, we're not going to come out and go, here's one word, two word, three words.
Right.
From now on, it's going to be hunt and peck time, so make sure you're listening to the whole show today. But just to give you the quick clue.
You got me with that one.
The first three words are Ken, woke, two.
And listen to the entire show, and the story will progress and take twists and turns. And,
sure.
You know, we'll end up, I think, as always, being a fine holiday tale.
By the end of the show, you got all the words in order, you call up and we tell you to, boom, you win the Palm Pilot. As I mentioned, we're giving one away every day for the next 12 shows. Now, I do have an update for you about the tombstone that does involve Ken.
Yes, it does.
I also got some other stuff to tell you about. My Sarah, telephones are ringing. Let's take a few calls early right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
You know, I'm sorry to say we're going to lose you guys out here in Vegas.
The goddamn radio station was sold, and they're going to have nothing but Hispanic music. And I'm so goddamn pissed off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can understand that, sir.
Here in Vegas, you would not believe.
I can understand that.
We are going to actually start some kind of a get-together tomorrow at a place, and we're going to actually demonstrate.
Well, you know, I tell you, you'd be hard-pressed to duplicate what they did in Seattle, sir. I'll tell you that right now.
However, I would urge that.
Yes, you know, if we get that for our show, you know, that'd be something.
Please, everybody go down in front of the KVBC radio station.
Right.
Link your arms together like they did yesterday in Seattle.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's interesting, baby. I'd really love to do that.
Yeah.
I really would love to do that.
All right, well, get all the rest
of... I don't know how upset we are.
Get all the rest of the seniors who are going to the $3.99 all-you-can-eat steak meal on the strip.
No. We've got truck drivers. We've got bartenders. We've got cocktail waitresses, strippers.
Blackjack dealers?
Absolutely. All of them.
Freaks carry your luggage to the room, Jack. You know, frankly...
We got them. Well, because being this is a 24-hour town, they work at different shifts.
You know, frankly, I'm surprised that the station really has decided to flip the format. I apologized earlier in the week to those Las Vegas listeners who I chastised and called idiots for believing what I thought was propaganda. It is, without a doubt, the most bass-ackwards way of doing a radio station sale that I've ever heard of. And furthermore, I checked the numbers today. Westwood One sent over a transcript of the ratings for the last 2 years we've been on that station.
Right.
You realize, I'm just talking about our show.
Sure,
yeah, you're high.
I don't know how crappy the other stations are. What are you, high? But yeah, the ratings... Okay, we're not number one in Las Vegas.
But they've been very solid, very strong, especially in
the... We're top
five. And in the men, where that's our money demographic.
We're top five. I mean, we're top three when it comes to, men age 18 to 49.
Which is pretty good in a town like Vegas.
So the good people of Las Vegas have come through and have admitted to the ratings company that they listen to this show. However, I guess, our show was an island, in a sea of mediocrity, which is why they decided just to sell the station. So, like we urged somebody the other day, what you should really do is find the most broke-dick radio station in Las Vegas on FM.
Yeah.
And start calling them and tell them to pick this show up. They have to call Westwood One, and, they got to work out a deal and stuff, but I think we've already proven that we can garner an audience.
You call KLAV that sells their time, but you got to buy it from them, and you pay them, and then you got to put it on.
Okay, not that
we're
bad.
We're actually thinking about, we might even put together our own conglomerate, right? Because we've got a guy right now that's trying to work on getting a radio station.
Okay, not quite that low. And your site's a little higher than...
Mr. Weeb.
Well, he's got a $50,000 watt tower sitting in New Mexico that's just waiting to get activated here.
There's not a shallow grave near that tower, is there?
Yes. No, there's no shallow grave. There's a river.
Sorry, the news headlines of the day simply foremost in my mind today. I'm sorry. They all
tragedies.
Just, it's just flashing in my head.
Those 100 people are sleeping.
Yes, the eternal sleep of the dead.
Of the dead. All right.
We're so pissed off over here. You know, we've got... There's actually guys that are electronic engineers and so forth that are actually, believe it or not, trying to put a radio station together. We're tired of hearing Hispanic music. I mean, we got more Hispanic stations than anything else.
Well, I have absolutely no comment on that.
Nor do I, Don.
But other than
I think that the more the merrier.
Yeah, Gumba, not even a paisano station here.
Okay, well, listen, thank you. Please call your local station.
By the way, I got a good Italian story for you.
Okay, very quickly, please.
What is your name, sir?
This is Dr. Romano.
Dr. Romano.
Yes, Doc.
We've spoken to you before.
Yes, you have. Yeah. You remember you asked me one time about my family.
That's right, and we always end up having lengthy conversations with you, don't we?
That's a possibility, sir.
Yes, Dr. Romano.
Okay, well, what is your story, Dr. Romano?
It's a quick story about superglue.
Yes?
Superglue, go ahead. You've piqued our curiosity.
You had us on hello.
Okay, I thought I would.
Uh-huh.
The gentleman owed a great deal of money in a casino just last month.
Yeah?
And he happened to be a minority gentleman, so...
Oh,
but he owned cleaners in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And he owed cleaners in Los Angeles. They extended to him about $1.5 million in credit. When they come and ask...
Hold on, Romano. Cleaners, when you're talking about cleaners, you're not talking about the laundry, are you?
You're talking about a Monday...
He owns cleaners. He owns 12 cleaners in L.A.
Is he talking about a money laundering operation? Or somewhere where you...
owns.
Oh, he owns...
cleaning establishment.
So you...
All right.
To take your shirt in...
They gave him credit. He was a loser in Vegas in casinos.
Okay, and he was...
He had over $1.5 million markers.
All right, so he had $1.5 million outstanding, and he owned a series of cleaners.
cleaning job.
Right. So they asked him if he would, you know, compensate by making certain payments a month to make up for this deficit, to defray the expenses.
Yes.
He, up until that time, completely refused. So they went out to see him. And when they went to see him, they went to his house.
Yes.
And I was accompanying him at that time because I was a medical physician. But I didn't realize that they wanted somebody there. And they took him from his house, and they rode him around in the car for a while. And believe me, the two gentlemen that I was with, I would not want to see in daylight. That's how ugly these guys are. He's got like 6'7".
This
and
minority...
So what happened, sir?
Hold on. Hey, Dr. Romano, this minority fellow you're talking about who owns the dry cleaners and stuff,
yeah, right.
Is his name George Jefferson?
No.
Because didn't George own a...
Yes, yeah.
No,
that's how right. George and Weezy worked that's their right. way up to the penthouse.
His name wasn't George. His name was Charles.
Okay, Charles. Okay.
So anyway, they took Charles in the car, and they drove him around for a while, and he started talking about, you know, I know you can all your gangsters, and all you can do is beat me, whip me, but I'm not going to sign any checks, et cetera, et cetera. They never said a word. Finally, they pulled over to an Circle K corral, like a 7-Eleven. And the guy went in, he said, you want a soda? And I said, sure. So they walked in there, and he saw his super glue sitting there. And the guy says, how much of that do you have? The guy says, I got about 2 boxes. He says, give me all the boxes and a knife or scissors. So he bought that, and he took it back out. I had no idea the guys were going to snip it. They took the guy over to where his bank was. They asked him again very nicely. This is in the evening time now.
Yes.
If he was going to, you know, at least make a good theft payment.
And this guy's name was Charles?
Charles.
Charles.
His name is Charles.
So
the close friends call him Charlie.
And he's
behind bars.
They get out of the car.
Stripped him of all of his clothes.
Yeah. Okay.
And applied the super glue to his entire body and stuck him to the bank wall.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Romano.
You know, that
now,
is
after
so...
he was removed from... They called the police, told him that there was a strange man fornicating against the wall naked.
Thank you,
he
Doctor.
Came there.
Thank you, Dr. Romano.
And, of course,
Romano.
I can tell you, they removed him, and about 3 months later, they went to see him in the hospital after about 12 skin grams.
Oh,
and
my.
He signed a check.
Thank you, Dr. Romano.
Dr.
A happy
Romano.
Ending.
Always love there. Story. Very happy holiday story, Doctor.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right, see you guys.
And we will never
Merry
get on.
Christmas, Don.
Merry
Christmas. We're missing you guys.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, sir. Goodbye, Doctor. Dr. Romano. Great.
God. My God. Now, why would there be a medical doctor on a trip like that? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Well, maybe because he's really not a medical doctor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Maybe he's like Dr. Laura, not, you know,
yes.
Or Dr. Joyce Brothers. One of those.
Or Dr. Giggles.
Dr. J. One of those doctors who's not really a doctor.
Sure, absolutely.
Dr. Detroit, Dr. Doolittle. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm calling from Las Vegas. I just wanted a chance to say goodbye for now. I set up a Hotmail account today in case anybody else out here in Vegas wants to maybe try and concentrate some efforts to pointing your show towards one of the stations here in town. I'd like to give that mail address out if I could.
I don't know about that. No, just do your grassroots thing, man.
Yeah, do it on the net. If we do that, we're not, you know, it's not that we don't trust you, but we don't trust you.
Okay.
You know, and if we do that, it might be a mail address, an email address that's not, you know, not for what it's advertised to be.
It's not a personal address.
Well, no, listen, just whatever you're doing, thank you. We appreciate it, but we don't want to publicize it. But thank you. Thank you for your concern.
Yeah,
effort.
And keep up the good work and do whatever you can. And if you're legit with this, you know, we wish you the very best of luck. But, you know, .com companies pay a hell of a lot of money to get their names mentioned on this show.
Otherwise, I just urge everybody listening to us in Las Vegas right now to move to Reno.
There you go.
Because that would be your closest stick.
You have the gambling.
Right.
You have a slightly colder climate.
You have one hell of a bowling alley there.
Fantastic. You got a great big, like, arch.
Right.
It says biggest little city in America.
Beautiful. Hello, Don and Mike Show. And, of course, whores aplenty.
Oh, yes. And, you know, it really.
Yeah.
Some of the finest.
Wall-to-wall hoes.
Absolutely.
Oh, Tim. My. Not you again, please.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a heartbreak loving you.
Thank you, genius.
You know, really, if you're going to do that, if you're going to be a new person that's calling with a song, for God's sake, single out a member of the staff, somebody, because that's the tradition on this show.
You know, pin it on one of us.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, that'll mean you don't have to run away and hang up like that. So, you know, like a doctor, give me the news. Mike Rockhead, I got a bad case of
right.
loving you.
And he'd be a perfect one, because
sure.
We haven't blamed anything on him in a while.
Of course we
screwing up stuff left and right.
He does, every day. Each and every day. It's a tradition.
Left and right, I should say.
Or in his case, left and left.
Left and white. Okay, let me tell you, and he is white. He's the palest guy I know.
Tragically so.
Let me tell you the latest about the tombstone.
The plot has thickened to a gooey consistency.
Uh-huh. Now, yesterday, when we left the station, and even as early as this morning, I think you folks would probably be amazed to know how the investigation continues. That, like, even this morning, I'm on the phone with Broyhill at 8 o'clock this morning. I was saying, what's the latest? And I called Mike, and I gave Mike the latest very early this morning.
Right.
We thought for sure that this douchebag, who we know is calling on the inside line, and incidentally, we finally know how that guy is cracking the phone system and getting through, and we've already taken care of that problem, and we're going to out that guy shortly.
Right.
But we thought it was this problem listener that we have.
Thought he was the one who is responsible for absconding with the tombstone, which, in that case, would have made what everybody told us yesterday the truth, and that just seemed weird to us because everybody was kind of acting weird yesterday.
So Charles Broyhill called someone who knows the guy who calls the show on the inside line and said, listen, you better tell this guy to return the tombstone because otherwise he broke into the radio station, he stole property, we're going to have to call the cops.
Because that's who we thought it was, right?
Well, then this morning, about 10 o'clock, I get a phone call at home. I just want to say, I love all the people here, because nothing happens at this place that I don't find out about.
Absolutely.
I get a call, and I don't want to...
Parts of the copy room, you know about it.
I don't want to rat anybody out, but I got a call from somebody...
Right.
...who got a call from somebody else...
Sure.
...who said... Mm-hmm. Ken Stevens just called Michelle Combs. Michelle Combs is a wonderful account exec who works here. I mean, we love Michelle. She parked in my parking spot today. And, of course, it would not matter since it was 10 o'clock in the morning. And I don't get here till like 1:30 in the afternoon. At 10 o'clock this morning, Ken called Michelle and said, move your car out of Don's space. She went down and moved the car out of the space.
Right.
15 minutes later, the tombstone appeared in my parking space. Now, we were never supposed to find out, of course, that Ken called Michelle to tell Michelle to move her car out of my parking spot.
Sure.
So we have put two and two together, and we have surmised this. Ken did, in fact, have the tombstone removed.
And Ken had someone remove it, and Ken was responsible for having it brought back.
Mm-hmm. Correct. The tombstone, as we speak now,
is beautiful.
It's in the lobby.
It's done. It's a done deal.
It is covered with Christmas lights. It has the Santa Claus hat at a jaunty angle on the left side of it.
We will not be excavating in the parking garage because we have our beautiful decorated tombstone that's sitting in the lobby through the holidays now, and nobody's going to mess with it anymore.
And we want the good people at Go Granite. I'm going to still give them plugs. Please tell them, whatever you do, I hope you haven't chiseled the name Ken Stevens on that new tombstone yet.
If you do, just erase it, you know, and make room for something else.
Nice. Because we don't need the second tombstone, but thanks again to Go Granite. Granite.com.
Those were can-do guys who were ready to help us out if we needed it.
I would also like to thank the good people at Anne Arundel Fasteners, who reached us and sent us this note. Dear Don and Mike, we specialize in construction fastening systems. When and if the guys with Go Granite undertake the task of fastening Ken's new or newly found headstone to the floor, Anne Arundel Fasteners, Fasteners, can be counted on to provide any anchoring products they may lack to do the job for
you. You know, everybody was so helpful for this, but, well, now it's all moot because we have the tombstone in our possession. We not only have it, it looks absolutely beautiful.
And it's in the lobby.
Here's my question. Where'd the base come from? It's sitting on a base now that it didn't have before.
The base was delivered with the tombstone, but we found that it was heavier than the tombstone, so up to now it had just been in the prize
closet. It looks great.
The race.
Call Ken now. Another piece of granite.
I didn't. I just kind of glanced at it.
It's gorgeous. You got to go take a look at it.
No, it's got like a little podium that it stands on.
Beautiful.
And that was what arrived here today?
No.
We had that all along.
Ah, didn't know that. Okay.
Carrying around because it's heavier than the tombstone.
Oh, that's great. The base. Okay.
Well, Ken is conveniently out to lunch.
I saw Ken when you came down to the studio.
Hello.
There he is.
Ah, Ken.
Don.
And Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Ken.
Ken,
yes.
A couple of questions.
Yeah.
This morning, approximately 10 a.m., why did you call Michelle Combs and tell her to move out of my parking spot?
What?
Why, at approximately 10 a.m. this morning, Did you phone Michelle Combs to inform her to move her car out of my parking spot?
I haven't spoken to Michelle Combs in days.
Okay, or why did you call downstairs to have her car? Since, you know, this is the game that you have to play with candidates. Technically, Charlie, who did he call?
He called Michelle Combs. I just want to listen. That's all.
Here's Charlie. Charlie's just listening. Say hi to Charlie, Ken.
Hi, Charlie.
So I'm wrong?
Pardon?
I'm wrong?
About?
Everything.
It's a game.
If the question is, did I call Michelle Combs and ask her to move her car? Is that what you're asking me?
No, the question is, what time did you call Michelle Combs?
Let me explain this to you.
No, the question
I did
is,
not
what call time?
Michelle
Hold on,
Combs.
Let him answer.
So there is no time. I did not call Michelle Combs and ask her to move her car.
So
I don't know whoever
lying.
Told you that, but incorrect.
Michelle is lying.
Huh?
What? I said Michelle is lying.
Michelle is lying?
I'm asking you, is Michelle lying to me?
I don't know. I don't know who told you that, but it's not true.
Michelle told me that.
Well, then, draw your own conclusions.
I have.
Okay, well, then, listen. Let me just tell you the facts as I know them. This morning, Michelle was parked in my parking spot.
Yeah?
Somebody called her and told her to move out of the parking spot. All right, I'm going to give Ken the benefit of the doubt here.
Ken is denying that he made the phone call.
Somebody called her and told her to move the car, and 15 scant minutes later, the tombstone, the original tombstone, appeared and was put in my parking spot.
You know what amazes me? Is once again, this tombstone, both the time it's gone missing and the time that it's been returned, are there any eyewitnesses who would have any evidence of someone? I mean, because it can't be something where you rapidly drop it off. That takes a lot of manpower.
Well, if you had like a dolly, you know, if you had a wheelbarrow or something,
and
it'd be relatively easy.
And tells everyone to be quiet about it.
Now, Ken, really, come on.
You're giving me credit for far too much interest in this. You know?
No, we're not.
I didn't care, and I don't care now. And I wouldn't have spent the time moving it away or moving it back, as I told you yesterday. I am completely not involved in this.
And you
process.
will honor the agreement now, once again, that we had made with you, where that will stay in the lobby through the holiday.
Well, that's an agreement that exists only in your mind.
No, you said that. We have tape of you agreeing to that.
I mean, we can retrieve the tape. Do you want us to retrieve the tape?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
All right, let's get the tape.
Charlie, retrieve the tape, please. Okay, thank you, Ken.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now.
He is a difficult. Who said the idiot part?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Now, Michelle, hold on. Don't leave yet, Charlie.
Oh, well.
When Michelle told you that Ken called her.
Yeah.
What time and what did she say?
She just said that it was very strange that Ken asked me to call. I'm sorry. Asked me to move.
Did Ken? Did you get that directly from Michelle, or did you get that through another party?
I got that through a reliable source.
I just want to
very reliable.
Okay,
source.
We got to make sure that, we don't rat anybody out here.
There's a third party, but the third party is highly reliable in this.
That would be your definition of the third party.
Do you know the third party?
Yes, I know that. You told me the third party.
Okay.
I have complete reliability.
You told me when I got to the station the third party.
That third party also informed me that Ken was very angry that it was let out that Michelle called him. I'm sorry, that Ken called Michelle.
Really?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You know what? It's time. It is time.
That third party's not here.
Unlike Deep Throat, it is I must bring Deep Throat into this. What is Deep Throat's cell phone number?
He is with her at this time, so I'll call
May
him.
I simply say one thing? And believe me, you are not going to get me to sit here and defend Ken Stevens, but I will tell you that Deep Throat... I have always found Deep Throat to be a tad shaky. Not about anything. Not about. I don't dispute the facts as they are given. I will tell you that Deep Throat has a tendency to make things a little worse than they seem.
I will just say on his behalf that Deep Throat has given me information before that has never failed to be 100% true.
Okay.
I've gotten a lot of my best crap about people at this station.
Okay.
From him.
All right.
Including stuff coming down about changes and stuff.
Okay, good, good. All right.
And he's been pretty reliable. I'm going to out him now.
Yeah.
Because, frankly, our credibility is on the line here.
Yeah, sure.
So we must now out Deep Throat.
Very good.
And find the truth. Deep Throat on line 4. Come in, Deep Throat.
Hello.
Hello, Big Dumb Jim. Now, Jim, listen, I can offer you no immunity in this, but We frankly are to the point where Ken denies having ever called Michelle Combs to tell him to move the car. I know that you're the guy that told Charlie that Ken called Michelle. So we need to know now, Big Gum Jim, what really happened. Yes, it's real drama.
It's real drama, and I would say that you are indeed being put on the spot here, Jim, and I suppose you know that, don't you?
Well, there's no way around it, and I'll tell you that Ken Stevens emphatically denies that he ever called Michelle Combs to tell her to move her car out of my spot this morning.
I did not witness Ken call Michelle.
What?
I did not see. I was not at Michelle's desk if she did receive a call. I can only tell you that Michelle told me she had to move her car. That's all I know.
Oh, dear.
My.
Okay.
Is Michelle with you?
She just walked into a meeting.
That's not what you told me earlier.
Uh-huh.
Let's just get this all out. Hold on, Mike.
Okay.
Jim's being a pussy here.
I know.
Jim is just being a total pussy.
Now, let me just say, Jim's being the way he can be sometimes.
Charlie,
I swear to God, Michelle just ran out of the... Cause she
yes, he's afraid to get... What did he tell you this morning?
He called me at home and said that...
He's your roommate, isn't he?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes. That's why I believed his reliability.
So he called you at home, and what did he say?
He said that Ken had called Michelle and asked her to move her car from your space.
Uh-huh.
That was it.
And then just moments later...
Then the tombstone appeared.
Tombstone appeared. So you put two and two together.
Sure.
You know, Ken's got to be
and
behind it.
And knew that Ken had Tim McWilliams, or somebody, move the stone around.
Why was that name mentioned?
He's a dastardly fellow.
Now, do you think
there might be some culpability with Tim McWilliams?
Wait, I have not heard this before.
Well, it's just my own thought. Maybe he went into that sales meeting yesterday and said, hey, I need some help.
But, Jim, listen, hold on. You just got to come clean on this, Jimmy. Is what Charlie's saying, is that true?
Jimmy, are you motivated?
I told Charlie that Michelle told me. Michelle came to me. We were talking about other things, and she said, it's really funny. Ken wanted me to move my car. I had no idea it was Ken on the phone, and she just thought it was funny because she had...
Wait. She had no idea it was Ken on the phone?
She was laughing. She's like, I didn't even know what Ken it was. So I don't know if it was him on the phone or when she said, I had to move my car. I don't know if she meant...
Listen, he's in cover your ass mode right now.
We're not going to get a straight answer on it.
100% cover your ass mode.
I really don't know. But she was laughing because she said, I had no idea what Ken it was.
Right.
Did he mention that to you when he called you?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Okay.
So Michelle said...
When Michelle told it to me, she was laughing that she just was, like, clueless about what Ken it was.
There's no other Ken in the building, right?
Yeah, there's no other Ken.
There's only one Ken.
There's no other Ken on the planet.
She probably talks to Ken, you know, if ever, and would never get a message from Ken. You know, how often do most of us ever get a message?
Wait. Instead of her saying to you, hey, I got the strangest call, Ken Stevens told me to move my car today. She said something along the lines of, some guy called me. I think it was Ken. I mean, how did she...
I don't know if it was she heard it through the grapevine that he wanted the car moved. I don't know.
Gentlemen,
stand by my original assessment.
No, and I stand by mine. He is pussying out.
So when she came in to tell, we had a bunch of other things to talk about. She wasn't coming in.
Listen, Jimmy, let me talk to a person who's got balls. Please go into this meeting right now, knock on the door, and please hand Michelle the phone.
Oh, she has balls, sure.
I'll take that on a pair and come talk.
Comparatively speaking?
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh. You're not going to get a straight answer out of her either.
Well, I would like to. Jimmy, would you please knock on the door of the meeting?
Ever look you straight in the eye and tell you what happened.
Would you please?
Hold on a second.
Thank you. All of these people are terrified of Ken.
This is true.
If only Ken would just be honest and say that this thing bothered him.
I think, let me just tell you something. All these people are terrified of Ken. Also, all these people like to make it, when there's immunity, like to make Ken out, like to make it, hey, I've got the big scoop.
Right.
You know, without necessarily dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's.
None of them, of course, want to talk about this on the radio, much less really one-on-one.
Of course. You know, and when push comes to shove, and it comes right down to it, you know, did Michelle call and say that Ken, it did happen.
We'll find out
that way. But when I called Charlie, I say, hey, Ken told Michelle to move her car.
Well, we'll find out. They'll pull her out of this meeting.
She's
great.
Looking at me, shaking her head. She's not going to come out.
She's not going to come out of the meeting?
No.
Who is she having the meeting with?
It's one of her clients.
Why'd you just...
What are you doing there?
I'm helping her talk about the great WJFK program.
Why don't you
probably won't be a part of much longer.
Why don't you just bring the phone into her? Would you please?
I tell you, there is a guy, if he's listening in his big Mr. Potter office up there, he is right now grinning from ear to ear.
He is loving this.
He
has these people terrified.
Of course he does.
No, she won't come out. She's just sitting there looking like, no.
Well, just go in there and just give her the phone.
It will appear that she is a player.
Right.
You know, I mean, you walk in, an important call for you, Miss Combs. You must take this call. Emergency call from CBS.
Come on. I put the phone up to her ear, but I cannot guarantee that she's going to say
anything. Okay, Jim, you're in it this deep.
You're listening to the Kenneth Tombstone Crisis.
Jimmy, you're already in it up to your ass.
Not to be confused with the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Just go put the phone up to her ear.
Let me just talk to her. Day two.
Michelle.
There we go. In the client meeting.
This is so funny.
I don't know why they're also terrified of this man. The incredible Oz. Oz Stevens.
Oz and Roz. Hello, Michelle.
Charlie, and I, after we get through this, I am very curious that the name McWilliams has surfaced.
She's turned away from me. She's just looking at me like she's going to kill me now.
Because I believe Mr. McWilliams was played by Tommy Lee Jones in the movie. I truly do.
Is this thought you have about Tim McWilliams, is this speculation or do you have any...
Purely speculation.
Purely
speculation.
Okay.
But he's dastardly like that.
He is like that. And he had an interesting response yesterday.
But Jimmy, just for the record, you called Charlie this morning and you said to Charlie, in essence, Ken called Michelle and told Michelle to move her car.
When I saw that Tombstone was there.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
That is morning.
Yes or no?
Tell Charlie that, yes.
You did tell Charlie that?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right, now, I'll go back upstairs.
Oh, man, this is fun. I tell you, I love this. I love a good old-fashioned inquisition every day. I think this is absolutely fun.
Especially that now that we have the Tombstone. I like that.
Yeah, it's back.
No matter what happened,
you know, our message was delivered yesterday. Clearly delivered.
And received.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now Ken's not picking up his phone.
You can thank Tom, the owner of the building, came in yesterday. And
hello.
Hi. It's Don and Mike again. First, I want to say congratulations on the incredible Svengali-like power that you have over the people who work here.
You should know that, Mr. Stevens, that everyone in this building is terrified of you.
However, I got to tell you here, and I don't mind writing these people out, it was Big Gum Jim who called Charlie, Big Gum Jim was told by Michelle that you called her to have her move the car. So that's where it stands now. And Jim is terrified.
He's terrified. Michelle is terrified.
They're
all terrified, Ken.
And you know us, Ken. I mean, we just won't give it up. Couldn't you please just be honest with us?
Or perhaps even throw us a nugget. You know, throw us some sort of riddle, you know.
Throw us
some sort of clue so we can continue.
I don't know what to tell you. I had nothing to do... Let me say this again. Let me be perfectly clear so even Charlie understands.
Yes, okay. Yes, Richard Nixon. He used to say that all the time.
A good analogy.
Right.
That's why I picked it.
Okay.
I had nothing to do with the stone being removed yesterday, and I had nothing to do with the stone being returned today.
And you're saying that you did not call Michelle to tell her to move her car?
I did not.
You're saying you had nothing directly to do with it. Did you have anything indirectly?
I had no direct or indirect involvement.
Did you have
anything to do with that stone other than
coming
in and looking at it the day that you called me into the studio?
Was there any awareness on your part of someone else having something to do with it?
The extent of my knowledge of anything to do with that gravestone comes from these little phone calls we're having. Where you call me and say, hey, Ken, this is what happened.
Nobody from around the station said anything to you about this today?
No.
And you did not call Michelle Combs?
I did not.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Goodbye. This is a true mystery.
No matter what happened with Michelle and with the car, somebody had to do this. And there had to be somebody that saw something.
Yes, and once again, I must call as a witness, custodian Ben Peterson.
Ben Peterson, who conveniently left the building yesterday.
Yeah.
Ben's here today. Let's see if we can talk to Ben.
Hey, there's got
to
be somebody around this building we can crack.
Right?
There's got to be somebody. Hold on, we have people that want to talk about this. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello? Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, hello.
Somebody says, is Mike the TV icon boy?
I don't know. It doesn't say anything on the screen. It's a guy, whoever it is, has Ken tapes, though.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello, who's this?
Ken's laugh. Ken's a lovely eternal laugh.
And I just saw Tim walk by the window. Tim?
Tim McWilliams?
Tim?
What, is he leaving? He's leaving.
No, he's not
leaving.
No, he's not leaving. He had a cigar in his mouth, and he didn't have a jacket on.
All right.
Tim? Hey, listen, I can't waste the whole show today with this, so we got to wind this up now. Tim? Please? Ben?
Someone.
Anybody? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We got to wind this up.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Please?
This is Don and Mike. Who's this?
Anybody.
Turn your radio down.
Please.
Tim McWilliams called Michelle posing as Ken.
Oh, come on. Goodbye. Please. Everybody's
that,
got a theory.
That is impossible.
Everybody knows. Tim McWilliams is indistinguishable.
Hello there, Michelle. This is Ken Stevens. Would you move your...
Okay, listen. We're going to get the suspects together. We're going to bring them in, and we're going to wind this up. We're going to wrap this up with a neat little bow.
I think the good news is we have a lovely tombstone in the lobby.
Yeah, the good news is... Yesterday, when we were playing the game of chicken with Ken and his henchmen, we won the game of chicken because the tombstone is back and it's in the lobby now.
And it's decorated. And it looks fantastic.
And that's really all we wanted. However, you know, it's a pisser.
We'd like to find out the truth.
That there's a big conspiracy theory going on around here.
We truly do believe the truth will set us free.
We will get to the bottom of it. That I promise you. Now, listen, on to something totally different.
Very good.
Secret sound... Number 8.
Ah, yes.
Got it for you, and it lies straight ahead. Give you a shot at least $500 right now if you are the 100th person to call the show. Call the Rockhead at 1-877-365-3636. Oh, let me give you word number 4.
Ah, very good.
The. Word number 4 is the. Yeah, really, it's kind of confusing. We're doing one contest here, another contest there, but, you know... If you listen to the whole show today, because we're the Palm Pilot.
Very good.
That's your fourth word. The. Call now for the secret sound wheel. Be right back.
It's almost 1 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Really?
And you're hearing this show on KGEO, Bakersfield, California.
Learn to listen.
Yeah.
Listen to learn. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, really?
Really?
Really? Let's get right to the secret sound. Secret sound number 8.
I still don't know what it is.
And you know, I'm still getting questions from people about what secret sound number 7 is.
Me too.
Yeah, sure. I get that all the time.
From all the Redskins today. I was out at Redskins Park today. You know who's a big, big listener of this show is the field goal kicker, Brett Conway.
Hell of a time to mention that. That's great. That's
well, listen, his name's in the news. Uh-huh. You know, he missed a field goal at the end of the game, and then he nearly screwed the pooch on the... Oh, the kick to win it in overtime?
Maybe the last couple of weeks he's been preoccupied with the secret sound, and that's why he can't get it through the uprights.
Well, I interviewed him today for the Redskin show, and big listener of this show he is.
Does he have a... We were commenting in a very favorable way watching the game the other day about the way his helmet fits. My brother-in-law and I were talking about
it. He has a real queer face mask on his helmet.
But, and also, he's got a helmet that fits like it's too big for him. You notice that?
He's a rather Jeremy Coleman-ish type. He's a smaller guy.
Okay, all right. In the great tradition of field goal kickers.
Yeah, I mean, he's a straw man compared to the other football players.
Sure.
But he sat down to do the interview today with me at Redskins Park, which was nice because, you know, he's been having his balls busted by everybody.
He certainly.
So I thought, oh, you know, this is going to be a tough interview. The first thing the guy sits, he sits down. First thing he did, rub my head. You know, all the football players today, when I went out there, I hadn't been out to Redskins Park since I had my head shaved.
Right.
They all are busting my balls.
And many of them rubbing your head?
No, he's the only one who rubs my head.
And he's the kicker. I'm sorry, I'm just calling him like I see him. You know, it's a little odd.
Well, I got to tell you something funny. When I walked in, I was sitting there with Charlie waiting for the field goal kicker to come over and do the interview. And Norv Turner comes over, the coach of the Redskins.
Right.
And he looks right at me, just starts laughing. He goes, how you doing, boo-boo? Cracked my ass up.
That's great.
Really, so Brett Conway, the first thing he says when he sits down for the interview is,
What was secret sound number 7?
Yeah.
And then a bunch of guys sitting across the room who were having lunch, all of a sudden they lift their heads and they go, hey, what was number 7? What was that sound?
Right.
Yeah, number 7, if you don't know, it was the sound of a remote control, the back panel where you put batteries in, the panel being slid off.
Right. Slid off or slid on?
Well, we would have given it to either
one.
Okay. That was secret sound number 7, and a big howdy to Brett Conway.
You know, that contest, when you came up with doing that, and then you said that it was like an old radio contest.
It's like a 30-year-old contest.
You brought it out of retirement, but I'll tell you something. For an old contest, and everybody is talking about this contest, really. It's been very popular.
People love it. It's the last one. This is the last one. Are we moving on to something else after this? Hello.
I don't know what it is.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Who is this?
This is Robin. I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are, Robin.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling from, baby?
Baltimore.
Thank you for listening on JFK Jr. Robin, you won the James Bond World Is Not Enough prize pack, so we will send you to see the new Bond movie and give you a bunch of James Bond stuff. That's from AMC. Plus, you've qualified already. You've done nothing, and yet you've qualified to win a trip for two to Miami, Fort Lauderdale to see WWF Armageddon on December 12th. Trip includes airfare, hotel, and tickets to WWF Armageddon, courtesy of Cox Cable Top Event. So please, Robin, make sure that you are listening to Friday's episode.
Okay.
Okay, beautiful. Have you heard secret sound number 8?
I have a couple times. I don't know if someone's already guessed something, but I have a guess.
You have a guess?
Uh-huh.
All right, she's an interesting character, this Robin.
It's hard to figure if she's giving us that,
that low-key approach that maybe is going to mean that you're going to increase the sum, or whether she really is being sincere.
Well, based on the fact simply that Ken Stevens has not been honest with her.
Yes, Ken Stevens running a little bit of a game.
I must increase the jackpot 4 times.
Very good.
You'll be playing for $2,000 of Ken Stevens' dollars.
$2,000 on the line if you can guess the secret sound.
Are you ready?
I think so.
All right, good luck. Play the sound for you. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Of course, like everybody, please don't answer until Mike sings like Hank Hill. And Godspeed, Robin.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. The new secret sound, a common, everyday sound. What, you had to look like a light bulb just went off in your head. You think you just figured out what it is, Mike?
Yeah, that which is just...
You think so, huh?
All right.
Hold on. Before you answer, I want Mike to write it down to see if Mike knows what it is.
Okay, don't mock me if I've got it wrong. All right, here we go.
Me mock you?
I'm sorry.
No.
All right. What about this?
Not at all. No.
You're
both wrong. You're both wrong.
Okay.
Robin, we'll give you the chance, though, to get it right. What is secret?
I haven't heard it again. I'm not sure.
Secret sound number 8. What is it, honey?
It sounds like either a knife sharpener, a knife being sharpened, or slicing.
Cupcake, you got to pick one or the other.
Come on.
I'll say a knife slicing something.
Knife slicing something.
We're sorry.
No, absolutely not, Robin.
It was
neither of those lame guesses.
But don't worry, Buzz and I tried to guess too, Robin, and we got it wrong, too.
Well, I wasn't sure if somebody already guessed that, so...
Nope. No, nobody had guessed a knife slicing something.
I know they did want another secret sound, but not this one.
A knife slicing something. Okay, thank you. Hold on, please, Robin.
Thank you.
And remember, everybody, almost every time, every guess is a clue for you.
All right,
we'll do this again later in the show. No, Mike. Again, incorrect.
General ballpark?
Nowhere near.
Okay, good.
Nowhere near.
All right, then I'll stop that.
I just got one more thing, and then we'll move on to the show.
Yeah, I'm playing along.
That's tough.
I really do.
I don't
want any clues. I want to do it myself until somebody gets it.
Well, I call Ken and give him the proof.
Yes.
Hello.
Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, listen. It's us again. You know, we might as well change this to the Don, Mike, and Ken show.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get a cut of the,
Oh, you do get a cut. Please.
Yeah, don't worry.
I just wanted to play you a tape of your appearance on the show the other day.
Okay.
Because I believe just moments ago you said that you never agreed to let the tombstone be displayed in the lobby.
And
No. I remember the conversation being, can we put the tombstone in the lobby? And I said yes, but Mike then said that I said that it could run through the holidays or something.
Oh, well, please.
And you will hear nothing on that tape, I believe, that says there was any time frame.
Okay, listen.
Very good.
Beautiful. This is why we tape every conversation with this
Ken,
man.
You're questioning my memory, and now prepare to be dissed.
Please listen to this tape.
Go ahead.
I think it'd be good
but
for
I wouldn't want you to think I'm taking
taking it personally.
I think it's good for station morale.
I think, a tombstone in the lobby is good. Oh, you mean because it has my name on it?
Yes.
I see.
And it would certainly, you know, even if it was only up temporarily, it would certainly be a good conversation piece.
Just through the holidays.
It's your building, Ken. You know, I mean, it's your office.
No, listen, if you want to put it there, then that's okay with
me. And as a matter of fact, I'd like to decorate it with, like, some Christmas lights.
I think Ken Stevens is a stand-up guy for Jimmy.
Hey, Ken, is that not proof enough for you?
See, the holiday comment Ken made before you agreed to it.
I didn't hear that.
There you go. Very good.
Now, is there anything else you'd like to tell us that maybe you remember now that you didn't remember during our last conversation?
Isn't audio tape wonderful, Ken?
Come on, really. Just tell us that you had my car moved and that you had him bring the tombstone back. And just tell us, please.
It's killing us.
Come on, man.
Listen, I can't lie. I had nothing to do.
The worst.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, Ken.
He's lying through his ass.
He just has that big grin on his face.
He absolutely is lying through his ass.
The thing that makes this good, though, is that tombstone out in the lobby. That's the only redeeming thing that we have right
there.
Now. It is
beautiful.
Great to see that.
There, it's beautiful.
It really is. It looks, you know, it's the black granite.
Hello.
With the Christmas lights.
Colette.
Yes.
Here's Colette, the wonderful lady who works at the front desk. Colette, from your vantage point, can you see the tombstone right now?
Yes.
What do you think of it, Colette?
I think it's beautiful.
Could you describe it? Could you describe it to everybody, please?
Well, it has a Santa hat on it and lights, and they're blinking, I like it.
And what does it say?
It says, Ken Stevens, born 1951, died, ?
Hey, can you tell me, all of the employees that have come through today, has it brightened generally everybody's day as they walk through the lobby?
Some.
Yeah, it's fear.
Yeah.
It's the fear factor. You know, right. they don't want to appear too gleeful when they look at it.
Yeah.
But have there been some who have come through and have just outwardly laughed?
Yeah.
Who?
I can't remember who.
Yeah,
but
of course.
Can't
remember.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they're laughing.
They've laughed.
Yeah.
Have you seen Ken look at it yet today?
No, I haven't.
Has Ken even been downstairs to this floor today?
I haven't seen him today.
I think he might be downstairs sometime in mid-January.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. That if nothing else, we can guarantee that you won't have to see him.
He'll come down the back stairs.
Until Christmas, right.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Colette.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's the end.
That's the absolute latest. We will continue the interrogation. Mm-hmm. Tim McWilliams left the building.
Of course he did.
Ben left the building. Mm-hmm. Oh, Tim is here?
Tim is here.
All right, well, then wheel him in right now.
Charles Broyhill had a theory that Tim might have had something to do with it.
But tell Tim that I don't want to go through this acting lesson that we had yesterday with him.
Please.
I just want the facts.
He won't come in, but he did provide a statement if you would like to read it.
A statement. You know, this is just more theater.
I think that makes him even more guilty.
Statement from Tim McWilliams.
He's dastardly.
Music, yeah. Please, Robbie.
I agree with Charlie.
Got to get the music going here. This is not the Tim McWilliams that we know.
No,
Tim McWilliams who came in yesterday and gave us a Shakespearean reading.
Don, I don't believe anyone knows the real Tim McWilliams.
I think Sophie does.
That's right.
Poor Sophie locked in her root cellar.
Absolutely. She's the only one.
My name is Tim McWilliams. I've been accused of taking Ken Stevens' tombstone. My life has been severely interrupted, and my family has suffered beyond all reason. It's for that reason I come public. This past Tuesday, I was in attendance at our national sales meeting when all of a sudden I needed to relieve myself in the men's room. This was not an attempt to leave the meeting because of extreme boredom or involvement in the incident in question, but only for the reason stated. It was at this inappropriate time that I came across the tombstone in question being removed from the premises. For fear of retribution, I will not give any further details.
Oh, my God.
I ask that my name be cleared from any involvement in the planning or execution of this incident. I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Man.
Please pursue me no further with respect to this incident, as I was just an innocent bystander.
Oh, dude, we can't guarantee him that.
Your friend, Tim McWilliams.
I am frankly shocked at that statement. I too was expecting more theater when in fact he has now admitted to being an eyewitness to the crime.
I gotta call Ken back.
We're cotton picking bomb.
I gotta call Ken back. I gotta call him.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, I got a statement here. I got a statement from Tim McWilliams that he typed up. Where it says, this past Tuesday, he was in attendance at the weekly sales meeting when he had to relieve himself in the men's room. Not an attempt to leave the meeting because of extreme boredom or involvement in this incident in question, but only for the reasons stated. It was at that inappropriate time that Tim came across the tombstone in question being removed from the premises. Tim also writes, for fear of retribution, I will not give any further details. Would there be any way that you could grant him immunity?
Immunity from prosecution if
because
he was
to... if you really had nothing to do with this, then I don't see why you would be opposed to us finding out all of the details. And since you are the great Oz...
That's true.
You could grant immunity to Tim.
That's right. Total immunity from any persecution.
Can you do that, Almighty Oz?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
No problem.
Tim, all right. Tim has full immunity to speak with us regarding this matter.
Would you just say it for the record? This is Kenneth Stevens, and Tim McWilliams has full immunity in this matter. Would you just please say it so we could get it on tape?
This is Ken Stevens. Tim McWilliams has full immunity in the matter of the gravestone.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ken.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. Well, you know, Ken... playing an interesting game.
Well, you know, I've never played poker with Ken.
Right.
But something tells me he's a decent poker player.
Yeah, he is a very decent poker player.
Rob?
Yes.
Lord, you know what? I will call Tim.
Yes.
No need to go grab him. I will just
call him. He's gotten immunity. He has gotten total immunity.
I'm the big guy.
You know, we've got the gravestone back. That issue is over. What we simply want to know is the truth.
And it's obvious that the truth is being hid from us.
Yes.
The truth is being covered up.
Mm-hmm.
The truth shall set you free.
Amen.
Timmy. Oh, Timbo, you got to answer your phone, Tim.
This is Tim McWilliams at WJFK Radio. Here comes the
recording.
Tim.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak.
Tim, we have got you full immunity from the governor.
Yes, Oz has granted you complete immunity from persecution if you reveal the individuals who removed the tombstone.
Run in with the devil. Woo! Rob, please go find him.
All right.
Yeah, go get him.
Find him.
Please enter your mailbox number.
Oh, I don't have a mailbox.
Enter the address for your message.
Oh, I don't
know.
I have no idea
how to work on voicemail here.
Right. All right. Well, this is definitely a new revelation from Mr. Tim McWilliams.
Right.
All right. We just get the answer very quickly if Tim's going to come in and talk to us, and if not, we will move on to other events.
I'm guessing no.
Even with full immunity.
I don't think he'll do it. You know, I don't know.
He's probably still scared of Ken. Because even if Ken says, I'll give full immunity, you know, Ken can still fire him.
Of course.
Although,
just say he forgot that he gave him immunity.
Although, you know, Ken's not going to fire anybody.
No, he would not fire
anybody. That's
anyone.
The important thing.
Right.
They're all just very worried. They're all ass kissers. That's what they all of them back there.
He would never fire anyone over this matter, matter being far too trivial. However, there would be bad blood that if an employee in the future was to have some problems, that Ken perhaps would remember this incident.
Hello, Robbie.
Tim is hiding. He's not even in the basket under his desk.
Okay.
I looked everywhere.
Okay.
All right, well, we have the statement.
All right, we're getting close.
Yeah, we will continue the search.
Yeah.
I promise you.
I'll do that thing you asked me to do, yesterday during the commercial.
Yeah.
Now I got some questions.
Sherlock Holmes hat on.
Absolutely.
You know, be like that episode of the Brady Bunch where Bobby Brady had his detective set.
Yeah. I got a 20 on me, too. I might, a well-placed 20. Might get some information.
Yeah, matter of fact, Mike,
absolutely.
There you go.
All right.
Let's double that.
Good, okay. That means that's
$40 cash.
I'm going to use that as two 20s to buy some information.
And incidentally, I just saw Heinlein walk down the hall. I don't want to tell you who you might be able to interrogate first.
Yeah, I wouldn't give him the money, though. I get my information out of him for free.
No crack. For free. All you got to do is just show him a little skin.
Yeah, all I have to do is just show a little leg, and he'll melt like butter.
Okay, well, you go do that, and we will be right back after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Celebration tinged with controversy for Jerry Seinfeld last night in New York as hecklers and protesters went shoulder to shoulder with Jerry's fans for an evening full of surprises.
It was really exciting. Really, really exciting. It was like being in a Roman Colosseum.
Jerry stepped up to the mic for his live HBO show in New York last night, wowing his audience. The stand-up did run into one problem, though. He was taunted by hecklers.
It was terrifying. I was not expecting that. I didn't understand.
gun.
I'm thinking, oh, beautiful. This is perfect. But it worked out fine.
Two petty bourgeois bastards.
Hi.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Listen, everybody, on tomorrow's episode, we're giving away a 007 getaway trip for two to Las Vegas. Three nights, accommodations at the Paris Hotel and Casino, round trip air at $100 to spend at the casino. This is courtesy of the 15 days of 007. Every night this week, only on CBS Super Station.
All right.
We will do that tomorrow.
Mike, give me the next word on today's list.
The next word on today's story list is sound.
Okay. That is the list. I know we're doing a million contests right now, but it's a great time of year to do contests.
Yes, it is.
And every day for the next 12 days, we'll be giving them...
I think she's hot. Like, anybody would like to lick those varicose veiny legs.
Oh,
and in the last couple of years, the networks have gotten what they call flesh-smoothing cameras. And never mind the Vaseline on the lens. These things have electronics in them that actually make your skin look better.
Really?
So even Peter Jennings looks better than he really is in real life.
Well, maybe we get some of those for our next publicity photo.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Oh, what am I doing?
Hello, Don and Mike. David. David.
This is another genius who wants to tell us about Ricky Martin's car accident.
I'm Dave. It's Dave.
Excuse me, I had something in my throat.
He just heard it on the delay.
Please turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down.
I got it off.
Good.
God.
What?
What?
What do you want?
Hey, I'm the one who investigated the Ricky Martin bus wreck on the I-80.
You're an officer of the law?
Yeah.
No way.
Liar, liar, liar.
No way.
Yeah,
no. They was coming down I-80. I was down her path, the 151 mile marker, coming into Reno.
You're a lawman?
Yeah.
What for? What? Are you a state police officer?
No, he's got to be like a Walmart rent-a-cop guy.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
State trooper.
You're what?
Nevada state trooper.
You're a Nevada state trooper?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I'm on duty right now.
Turn on your siren.
I don't have one.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Who is this?
Right. Jesus.
The investigator.
Imagine that, though.
Please.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah, right. I didn't do that. Was not.
Boy, pulled over her speeding and say, hey, look at that, and just drive away. About 10 minutes later, you get a head start.
Imagine if you wanted to pull you over. You have to stick his head out the window and go, woo! Woo!
Pull the car over by that mile marker.
I love Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Turn your radio down, please.
It's down.
Thank you.
What's that actor's name who plays in Goodfellas, the short guy?
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
Mike just said it. Joe
what didn't
Pesci.
You hear? Joe Pesci.
I was hoping you'd say Joe who, because I was going to say Joe Mama.
It could have happened.
See, now, Mike, all you're doing...
Yeah, I know.
All
I
you
know.
Are doing now is humoring him.
I know.
You know, we made the mistake of laughing the first time.
I understand
then
that.
Then you laughed the
I'm
second
sorry.
Time.
I'm sorry.
Shame on you.
The whole thing just amused me.
Shame on you.
I'm an easy laugh. What can I say?
Hello, Pam.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi,
what
baby.
We need. This is really what we need during this segment. We need a nice, calming voice of a woman.
Now, Pam says she can tell us about Ricky Martin's accident
I'm
in Sacramento.
I'm confident she can.
Okay, Pam, we're ready to believe you.
I'm glad you can believe me because I believe every word you guys say.
Good.
Okay.
Really?
Oh, really?
Okay.
Baby, it wasn't Ricky Martin's bus. It was one of the tour buses. They had like four tour buses or something. It was one of the other buses that hit a guy with a big old motorhome. He had a trailer with a bunch of quad runners on it or something. And a driver just rear-ended him, and they lost a couple of bikes, put a big old dent in the back end of the RV.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So they're going to sue him, but it wasn't Ricky's bus. He wasn't on that bus. It was like the
Thank
dancer's
you.
Bus.
It was the dancer's bus.
Thank you.
Something like that.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Very good.
Well, I thought it was a very lovely story.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell it so well.
I think every
enthusiasm.
I think everybody, and I always miss that. I think everybody should realize, I always that with such enthusiasm, I never wait for her to say that. I will tell you right now that I think it's becoming evident to me that just outside of Reno, between Reno and Sacramento, that is the seat of language in the United States.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just heard it on the radio. I was going to tell you, it was just the dancer's bus. It wasn't Ricky.
Okay, thank you.
Anything more?
Oh, and he's gone.
He's gone.
And he's gone. Gone. Hello. Last call. Really. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I was on Ricky Martin's bus.
Hey, Jorge.
And I want to rear-end your mobile home, Buzz.
Really? Hey, Jorge. Happy holidays.
With my Big Mac truck.
Really?
Bring in the holiday cheer all the way home.
Really? This guy really loves you, Buzz.
He does.
He's coming down the chimney, Buzz.
He's dedicated.
And I'm ho-ho-horny.
I'm ho-ho-horny.
Ho-ho-horny, yes.
Jorge Claus is coming to town, Buzz.
Jorge Claus.
And you've been very naughty.
Yes, I have. All right, goodbye, Jorge.
Bye, Jorge.
Naughty, naughty.
Goodbye.
Happy holidays.
Goodbye, Jorge.
Bye, Jorge.
That's Jorge. He is in love with our own Buzz Burbank.
Ho, ho, horny.
There are your toe-tapping touch tones. Oh! Need another word?
Yep. Let me see. Don, Mike, Buzz, Don, Mike, Buzz, Don.
Mike, it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Word number 8 for the Palm Pilot, please.
I've been waiting for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Bowels.
Word number 8? Bowels. You've listened to the whole show today, you know we're talking about.
Right.
Not just for everybody's listening to the whole show today.
That's it.
I'll pay off for you later. Now, secret sound time. Secret sound number 8, worth at least $500, maybe more. It lies straight ahead. Good luck. Be the 100th person to call the Rockhead at 1-877-365-36.
Are you listening, Lewis?
I have an assignment for you, Lewis.
Very good, Dan.
I have an assignment.
Very good.
I can get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis, can you hear me?
That's
all I want to say.
That's all you need to say.
Right. I know it's been months.
I know.
I promised I would never invite him back into the fold again, and I'm not.
Right.
You know, and he might not even call in because, frankly, I never return his calls.
Right.
Thank God he's finally stopped calling every day
sure.
at 2:30.
He'll call.
But, you know.
He'll call.
Lewis, if you can hear me, I'll buy the train ticket. Buy the ticket for opening night.
That's right. It's only a shame that it's not being broadcast on HBO.
If you go with your tape recorder, Lewis.
There you go.
I'll pay for the ticket. Happy holidays. I could think of nobody better.
Oh, sure.
To stand up and scream
mm-hmm.
during Kathy Lee's opening night on
Don
Broadway.
Don my Kathy.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Lewis. If you're listening, I'm telling you, there's a chance.
So you're telling him there's a chance.
Yeah, and I know that a large portion of the audience right now is pissed off at me, but I promised I would never invite him back. However, I think everyone has to agree.
Yes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Absolutely, and you have to take advantage of it.
If he's going
to
do it, I got to go to a scalper in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pay top dollar for the ticket.
That's right.
But it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It would be worth it.
Absolutely.
To have him stand up in
sure.
the middle of her performance and scream out our name.
Right.
That would be worth it. That would
certainly
be worth
would.
It.
Amen.
That would be worth having to talk to Lewis again.
And I'll tell you, I can't wait to read those reviews. I really can.
We will on Wednesday's episode.
Go, that'll be
word
great.
For word.
Because I have said, and I've said this before, this is really where the true talent, I mean, you can't, on the Broadway stage, man, it is right out there, especially when you're talking about musicals, you know?
And I didn't know until I watched their show today that it's Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and I guess she hasn't talked about it a lot because Regis had to bring it up.
Right.
And it was obvious she didn't want to talk about it, and he just was relentless. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Front row, I'll be there.
Yeah, I mean, there. You know, that's where it's you got to have talent. You really do. If that's all that you know, that's all that's going to get you by when it comes to Broadway. It's going to be great.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Caller 100?
Yes, you are, in fact, the 100th caller. What is your name?
Jason.
Jason, where are you from?
College Park.
Beautiful. Listening on good old WJFK. Well, let me stop you right there. Buzz?
Yes.
Word 9, please.
The 9th word is splitting.
Oh. That's a good word, Buzz.
Splitting.
Give you credit today, guy. You've pulled your weight today, Buzz. Word number 9, splitting. Okay, Jason.
Yes.
Jason, caller number
100, that is you. You have won coffee and donuts.
Yeah.
From Dunkin' Donuts.
Great donuts.
Visit Dunkin' Donuts for delicious holiday decorated donuts and fresh ground coffee. But wait, there's more. You've also qualified for Friday's weekly giveaway.
All right.
This Friday, someone wins a vacation for two to Fort Lauderdale, Miami to see WWF Armageddon on December 12th. The trip includes round-trip air, two nights hotel, and tickets to WWF Armageddon, courtesy of Cox Cable. Top event. Please make sure you are listening to Friday's episode, because that's when we give the trip away.
Sounds great.
All right, Jason, have you heard Secret Sound number 8?
No, I have not.
You've never heard it?
No.
You swear on your mother's life?
Yes.
Is your mother still alive?
Yes, she is.
Say it.
Say what? My mother's still alive, or I swear on my mother's life?
Yes. So you swear on your mother's life?
I swear on my mother's life.
Really?
That's interesting. Most people hear the sound once or twice before.
Yeah, I only get to listen to the radio every once in a while I'm in the car.
Can you hold on a moment, please?
Sure.
I realize it's a big contest moment, but...
Yes.
That's an important call.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah. I heard that there was a bat signal for Lewis.
You know.
Inside of 30 seconds.
You son of a bitch.
There
he is.
Hey,
Lewis.
Hi, Dynamite. I just, there's a weird thing, though. Lewis is a dead man. Lewis has been gone for
a while. Yeah, I know. Listen, it's perfectly within, you know, your rights to tell me to shove it.
Why?
Just telling you, I got an assignment. What, Charlie? What?
Nothing. I only heard part of him saying Lewis is a dead man, and I thought maybe he was trying to fool you so that you didn't know it was him.
Oh, no.
No, we know it's him.
Okay. It was him immediately.
How you doing, Lewis?
Everything's fine. I'm a very busy guy these days.
All right, well, I mean, Tuesday night, got an assignment for you. Bless you.
I got a little bit of the smoker's cough. But what's the deal? I just got back in my delivery van, and I just heard that...
What are you delivering?
I am the vice president of my family's business, providing custom dry cleaning and laundry service for 25 years.
Way to go.
Centers.
They finally let you in.
You're finally in the family business.
And I tell you, that's the only business you could succeed in, Lewis, is a family business. I think that's wonderful.
Lewis, hold on, and I will have Charlie give you the details, and then you can get back to me with your answer.
Just a question, though. If I go for something like this, which I'm not sure I can handle, should I still use the name Lewis? I mean, as far as I know, Lewis, the quote-unquote, walked into a large sale.
All right, you could be Craig.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on, please. Oh, that's Lewis.
That's
everybody.
What he wanted, right? He wanted to be Craig.
I guess.
He's the one that gave us Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, would somebody pick up line 9, please, and explain the game plan to Lewis?
There, so I can understand the hesitation wanting to pick up that phone. When you said that, it didn't faze me at all, and then I heard his voice.
It
all came
30
back.
Seconds.
Yes.
30 friggin' seconds. He called right up.
And I maintain there's only one individual within four city blocks who has a fondness for that boy. And
okay.
I'm looking at him right now.
Listen, I'm telling you, he's the guy for the job.
Right.
If anybody's going to do that on Broadway...
Mm-hmm.
He's it.
Yeah, that is true.
Am I going to send Dennis up to do that?
That is true.
So, and Dennis is here to promote his Christmas album.
Dennis has new T-shirts, too, apparently.
Uh-huh. But he has the same old teeth. And you know what? When he comes in to promote his new
album...
Yeah, we're
going to ask him about the dentist.
And, you know what we're going to do? Make him take his shoes off.
Oh, yeah. Good.
So we can check out his new beautiful feet. To see if that podiatrist has helped him at all. Jason.
Yes.
Jason, I'm sorry. I had a very important call to take there.
I understand.
You will play, my friend, Secret Sound number 8... You will play for 4 times the amount, because I don't know if you were listening earlier in the show or not. We are still, it's unresolved as to who's lying to us about the tombstone issue. And as long as we're being lied to by, I believe, Ken, we will continue to at least double the amount every time. So you'll play for 4 times the amount, $2,000. Are you ready?
Yes.
Play the sound, give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike seems like Hank Hill.
Godspeed, caller. Name this sound.
There it is. A common, everyday sound. It is not, as someone guessed earlier, a knife slicing through something.
Yes!
For $2,000, what is Secret Sound number 8?
Is it a golf ball going into a cup? Like the hole on a green?
Would you please repeat that?
Golf ball going into the hole on a green, the cup.
A golf ball going into a cup. No.
Oh.
We're sorry.
I could have told you
that. You know, a better guess than a knife slicing through something.
That is true.
Which is that was the guess a girl had a couple hours ago.
Every guess is a clue for you.
Thank you, Jason.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on now. I see that Lutard is not on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Could
there have been the brevity of that discussion, could there have been some sort of altercation?
You know, maybe he decided not to do it. Broyhill, do we have an answer on that? And please also prep Dennis some in the next break. I'd like to look at his feet.
And his teeth. No, well, we don't have to look at his teeth. His teeth are there immediately for
today
us.
Today might be the day that I really might want to look at that mouth and look at his
have
teeth.
Have him open it up wide and take a peek.
And also, I can't forget, Vinny the Elf is coming by today.
All right.
Today is December 1st, and we will get the first contractual visit from Santa's elf, Vincent.
He called, Don. And he's running a little bit late.
Always, we're running a little bit late, too.
He's not in a good way.
Okay, well, you know, as long as he's here to fulfill his contract, December 1st, make the kiddies happy.
Little bastard.
Hey, Charlie Broyhill, hello? Are you listening to the show today? Hello, Charlie or Rockhead?
We'll find out.
Either?
The deal is with Lewis.
All right, here they both come. Here is producer Charles Broyhill. Charles, did you speak to Lutard?
Yes, I did. He's going to get back to us.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Very good.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Sure.
You realize that makes a lot of noise when you swing the microphone like that. Yes, obviously you do.
You can hear that? That's audible?
Yeah, please prepare Dennis.
Okay.
For his inspection.
Just tell him that before we promote his CD today,
we're going to be inspecting Dennis like a quarter horse.
We're going to look at his teeth and his feet. So just tell him to get ready.
Okay.
He has any last-minute preparations he needs to make.
Would you like to switch off? Perhaps you examine the teeth and I'll look at the feet? Or do you want to...
I think we do it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, together all the way.
Okay.
Come on.
Do you want to have a rat clean out the inside of his mouth?
Come on, we can handle it. We'll get strength from each other.
Very good. Okay, we can examine his teeth from a reasonable distance.
Yeah.
And frankly, putting our nose down there to check it out.
And frankly, see, you're more offended by his...
The mouth.
And I'm more offended by his... Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'll go close on the mouth,
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, yeah. Oogie. Right, we will be back with this inspection in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll, just picked by my guys here as always. Craig, Randy, Jerry, Eric, Mann, Bob Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this one.
Oh, really?
Let's go, girls.
They go together like white suits and German shepherds. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Attention. 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 Hey, all you lying hillbillies. We're going to be playing the big lie tomorrow. Well, that normally is the call and audience that we attract on the big lie.
Absolutely. That's who we get.
We're going to block out a large portion of the show tomorrow.
Same type of people who get displaced in tornadoes.
To play the Christmas-style big lie. And when we play the game tomorrow, we'll be giving away a 007 getaway trip for two to Las Vegas, including three nights at the Paris Hotel and Casino, round-trip air and $100 to spend in the casino, courtesy of 15 days of 007 every night this week, only on TBS Superstation.
That's a marvelous prize.
That's a great prize, worthy of the Christmas edition of The Big Lie, which will be on tomorrow's show. Yeah.
Good.
Your next word, incidentally, is wide. Word number 10,
wide.
You know, we're so busy now. We got so much great stuff to give away.
Bless you, Rob.
The Palm Pilot. We're giving away a Palm Pilot every day, the 12 days of Christmas, for the next 12 shows.
Wow. This is really, as far as the holiday season, one of the most generous, series of great stuff. We've got a lot of stuff that we're giving away. It's fantastic.
We got to thank our special angel.
Yes.
Tammy.
Tammy does a great job.
Comes up with great stuff. We're going to be giving away a Palm Pilot 3X, the top-of-the-line Palm Pilot, every day for the next 12 days. And you can win that with a list. And that's why wide is an important word, word number 10.
As the story begins to take shape.
Yes. Now, wait, before Dennis comes in to present his teeth and his feet.
Yes.
In exchange for a plug for his Christmas album.
Right.
We have a couple of people have been waiting to talk to us. And I know the top of at least one of these calls, which is why I want to just get to these very quickly. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, that Tim McWilliams you got on there that used to sell custom kitchens and cabinets?
I believe he did used to, yes.
I've been looking for him. He owes me $200 for a Corian top.
Does he really?
Yeah.
All right, hold on
a second.
What
kind of guy you got in there working anyway?
Hold on. All right,
that's the call I was looking for.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi.
How are you?
We're great, thank you.
Outstanding. Hey, a couple weeks ago, I went into this place up in Silver Spring for a full-service massage. The ad is, and the advertisement is, Nymphomania with Kelly Bundy's Playmates. Hot, horny blondes, Latins, Caribbeans, Greek specialists.
So you went to a whorehouse.
No. This is a massage parlor. But the funny part is that the whole time I was in there, you guys were playing on the radio in the background.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Did that enhance your massage, quote-unquote, or did it...
No, that had to detract from it.
Well, with all due respect, I've met both of you guys, and... It had to distract.
There you go.
Yeah, well, no, I take that as a compliment. Sir.
I do, too.
You know, for a long time, I've maintained it. You really can't make love or even sustain a...
Well, but people have actually called.
I know they have, but we've had...
And said that they're doing it as we speak.
But we've had no substantial proof because I've
no, that's true.
Right. To listen to this show...
And we're not prepared to get eyewitness proof on it either, you know?
No, we're not.
No way.
This is not a passive listening type show. You've got to be an active listener, meaning you have to really...
You have to focus. It's like having the TV on with the sound up. Yeah, it's very difficult for me to function if that happens. I usually have to turn it off or mute it.
Right, absolutely.
You want the phone number to call him up and talk to him about it?
No, I don't, for goodness sake. That wasn't the call I was looking for.
He was looking for a free massage.
But anyway, you got to pay attention, which is why I always maintain it. It'd be very hard, especially for a guy, to concentrate on the task at hand while listening to this show.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine just sitting there and you're in the middle of the act and like, oh, man, listen to Rosie Fart.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's a very hard and intentional pun?
Yes.
Okay, here's what I'm wondering. I got the new TV guide. It's got all the Christmas specials coming up. Kathy C. is not mentioned. Does that mean that this year we don't get a Tom Shales review, which really puts me in the Christmas spirit more than anything else?
Does she have a special this year?
You know, I don't know.
I haven't heard a word about it.
I don't know. You know, I would hope that she doesn't deprive us of the joy of having Tom Shales come on this show to rip her.
Rudolph's on tonight. You know, Rudolph starts the season on tonight.
No, also, I just want to go on record as a longtime Lutard hater. I approve fully of what you're doing.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Great.
You know, we will try to...
Nobody wants a Kathy Lee special.
We will try to get a hold of Tom Shales from the Washington Post to find out.
Very good.
I still haven't found that call I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Speak to us.
Hey.
Hey, what?
Who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
I know that Tim McWilliams y'all got working for you.
Well, now, is this the guy with the countertops?
Right, then this has to be the last. Hello?
Hello?
Are you calling about Buzz?
Yes, I'm calling about Buzz.
It took you long enough
to get to me.
Sorry, honey, we got 12 different lines going here, and all I know is that there was a call about Buzz that I had to get on the air.
There's a call about Buzz. You know, you gave Frida so much grief yesterday about her commercial. Have you been giving Buzz, telemarketer Burbank, grief about what he's been doing in his off hours?
I've been found out.
No. Now, tell everybody... It's not that Buzz has done a commercial that runs on the radio
station.
Buzz
is telemarketing now.
Is it you or a recording of you, Buzz?
It's a recording of me.
Buzz, either you were on speed or they fast-forwarded your recording. I never heard anybody talk so fast in my life.
When you receive this call, and listen, nothing pisses me off more. I mean, I hate machine telemarketers more than I hate...
I wasn't home. I called home to get pick up my messages, and I'm going through the messages, and all of a sudden, hi, this is Buzz Burbank calling to tell you about Roadrunner Internet Connection Service.
Buzz, great.
Boy, that name sounds familiar.
Oh, Buzz.
They give you a bucket full of cash
Buzz, how low have you gone?
Remember how excited you were when you got the call from Evander Holyfield?
That was me.
Remember how excited you were when you got the call from Hillary Clinton?
No, I did get that.
I didn't get any of those calls.
I know, said, Mike and I did.
I said, I want a piece of that. So, yeah.
Buzz.
I'm pitching for the fantastic Roadrunner high-speed internet connection service.
It'll
be a good Christmas at the Burbank household.
Jesus Christ. Thank you for that, too. Because, you know, if you hadn't called, he would never have told us.
No, of course not. He'd be subject to ridicule.
You would give that up.
Yes.
Thank you.
If I had three-way calling, you could listen to him, but I don't. So.
You know what? I'm sure someone will call. Someone will have it on their machine, and we'll get to hear it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'll be calling. Imagine if she replaced you on that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Hi! Buzz, just be careful, Buzz.
Yes, I understand.
You know what I'm telling you?
Right.
Just be careful.
I understand.
Because then the name Buzz Burbank could be associated with nuisance.
Yeah, I thought of that.
You know, and if...
I considered
you know,
that. I'm not a big fan of telemarketing, but this is a super short message. This message couldn't be
shorter.
What
do you say?
It's just
I mean, without giving a commercial.
You know, it's high, it's Buzz Burbank, and you ought to get this service. Basically, that's what it is. Just very simple. Like, it's like 10 seconds.
Yeah, you Wichita'd it up there, didn't you?
Yeah, bit. You did.
Say, hi, I'm Buzz Burbank. You ought to get this service.
Down home cut.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Howdy, folks. Buzz in their cowboy hat on.
On and gone, and you move on with your life. It's that simple, it's that fast.
Be careful.
Yes, I understand.
It has the chance to be right. A major annoyance.
Yeah, well, it works for Evander, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
God knows. Me and Mike are annoying enough as it is just doing the radio show.
That's right.
We don't need, you know, we don't need you to become annoying.
I try to be nice about it.
It's one step below being on a movie trailer.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Know.
When they put the disc jockeys in the movies. That's the worst. That is, I mean, that to me is a promotional tool used by radio stations that completely subjects any on-air performer to total ridicule.
Yep.
I've never once been in a theater where they did that, where it wasn't, boo!
Hi, we're Ziggy and Zaggy. You know, when you come to the movie theaters,
right.
your patrons hate it if you'll talk.
And be sure to listen to us. Mornings with the Breakfast Flakes.
See, none of that. None of that on my message.
Okay.
Oh, man.
You've been warned, Buzz.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Tragic news, Don and Mike.
What?
I have the complete schedule of specials. No Kathy Lee this year.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So there will be a Martha Stewart special.
Well, it doesn't
wouldn't
compare.
Be the same.
No, yeah. No. Tragic news.
Wouldn't be the same.
Tragic news, but there is a part of me that said, yeah, they quit. You know, they booted her. You know, that's it. They got tired of her syrupy Colorado mansion Christmas.
Yeah, I agree, but I used to get into Tom Shales coming on this show the day before the column came out.
What we'll have to do is keep our eyes peeled for the review of the Martha Stewart show. And, you know, who knows? Martha Stewart, she has a level of annoyingness that, you know, that gets up there as well.
I don't think Tom Shales hates anybody as much as he hates Kathy Lee.
I agree with you there. I mean, those are some of his absolute most
beautiful,
caustic, bitter columns. They're terrific.
Really works of art.
They are.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, my pimps in a box?
Pimps in a box.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
I just want to tell you, I love how you're bringing Lutard back. I've missed him for sure.
No, listen. That is not a 100% done deal.
Oh, no.
And if he does this assignment, it will strictly be freelance.
Right.
Oh, no.
Freelance. He will not be a regular part of this show.
But it's been so long.
I would even consider paying him some kind of a fee for doing this so as to end any association after this one bit of freelance work.
So what you're saying is that after he does this, that will be the end. We will not hear from Lewis anymore ever.
Yeah, well, unless there is another, you know, supernatural event like I consider Kathy Lee's opening night on Broadway.
You will not fall into the Ken Stevens trap.
No, damn. No, I won't, Mike.
Damn, I love the boy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Kathy C. announced about 6 to 8 weeks ago that the network kept moving her special around to different days, different times.
Yeah.
She announced it just wasn't worth it because they were going to have her family special on at 10 o'clock at night. And Sondheim was going to keep her too busy.
Oh, that's a bummer.
For all of that.
You know what? That has to be total spin on her part. The network, which I think was CBS, must have come to say, listen, you want to know something?
Right.
You can't pull a rating out of your ass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
You know, your
and
show is
right
jive.
At the time of the boom of Regis, too, when he was so huge. And he just ripped
it's
into her
be.
About it and wanted to ask every detail. And she said she made the decision not
that's spin.
Special.
I'll tell you right now, it could be the worst Christmas season she's ever had.
You know, that's 100% spin.
Of course it is. And, you know, once she gets those reviews.
Oh, my God.
That's her big thing, you know, her big plum gig going on Broadway.
And you know that Wednesday morning, Regis will get up, have a bowl of bran cereal, get up at 5:30. You know, maybe have a 4:30 when the newspaper hits the stands.
Right.
Run down to the corner, buy it, come up, have a bowl of bran cereal, and just sit on the commode and just have the best BM ever had while he reads the reviews.
I don't see any way around that. You know, I've gone to a lot of those shows up there, and I'll tell you right now, I'm gay that way, and I will tell you right now, when you see some of the, to me, it is the most talented people as far as like singing and doing any of the choreography. choreography. Yeah, I'll tell you right now, man, they are. You know I got that in me.
You're so right. I know you do, Peter Pan.
I'll tell you right now, I just think
Captain Hook.
They're the best. And
Jean Bonnet.
And the people that review them
are the silliest boy in the school.
Yeah, love it.
Captain Mike. Captain Mike. But no, you are correct. If you don't have it, you open and you close on the same night.
You really do. And the thing is, the critics that, like Tom Shales, when he writes a review, I mean, if you really get panned in a show like that,
they'll kill her.
They're worse. They're 10 times worse than Tom Shales.
They'll kill her.
Mm-hmm.
Next Wednesday will be a great day on this show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Homo Joe here, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Homo Joe here. Speaking of Broadway, hello, Homo Joe.
How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
I'm getting ready to make a 4-way tape for the next live show. While the Beach House, Drag Bingo, your bid on the King of Queens, and your exclusive colonoscopy photos.
No, Joe, I'm not bringing my... I didn't get the colonoscopy video.
You used my camera, Don.
Oh, Joe. Okay. Bye-bye, Joe.
Bye, Joe. Don't worry about doing that, Joe.
All right, we'll see you at the next show, though.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Tomorrow, incidentally, we'll be announcing the location of the last Las Vegas-style show of the millennium.
That's right. The Homo Joe and Cheryl the Big Dyke challenges are fantastic.
Yeah, but getting a little tired of videos. I hate to break it to you like that, Joe. You know, don't be a girl about this.
I think they
don't leave me a voice. Don't leave me a weepy voicemail tonight.
You're still a very big part of the show, but those videos kind of turn the crowd ugly.
Right, gotcha. Okay, listen, Dennis, his feet, his teeth. Let me do this break, and we'll give Dennis's extremities our undivided attention when we come right back.
What's that stuff they put under your nose? You know, like, you remember in Silence of the Lambs when they're going to unzip the corpse, and they put the little, it's ammonia, isn't it?
Like,
that they
ammonia,
put
yes. Yeah, right.
Yeah, get me the ammonia!
We'll be right back, everybody.
Reason with Drew.
Happy holidays.
I've got all the yelling and the fights that we had. It won't be cold to you.
Joe Mama.
Really?
Yeah, you moan and you groan.
What'd you say, Joe Mama?
You whine, you make every beef we got left.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Thank you, love. Shut up, you big fatty.
That's
thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Oh, really?
You'll like the mysticism. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, Dennis. Come on in. He's here for his plug for his Christmas CD and his new T-shirt.
There he is.
Here he is now.
Looks like you're wearing your accounting uniform.
Yes, Mike. I'm wearing my suit pants and a white dress shirt.
Major effing star Dennis Murphy.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
Hello.
Have today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy.
Hi, Jen.
Now, Dennis,
good.
I see that you have new packaging for your CD.
Yes, I want to see what you think of it.
And I will be glad to look at, hold on. Oh, look at your CD, look at your new T-shirt.
Okay.
After we first look at your teeth and your feet.
Can I justify my teeth situation?
Sure.
As you know, I have Mobius syndrome, but you call it Moesha syndrome.
Moesha syndrome.
Every person who has this syndrome has screwed up teeth. I want to let you know that.
Well, I mean, that's screwed up. It's just a question. They can be screwed up as far as the way that they're in there. But, you know, as far as getting them worked on, you know, the teeth are teeth, right?
Yeah, and I did have orthodontic work done.
Okay.
And
so this is the byproduct of orthodontic work?
I'm telling you, Don, this is the best they could have done
but
to
as
my
far
teeth.
As, but as far as, like, the quality of the teeth themselves.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about what direction they're pointing at. Uh-huh. I'm talking, you know, just
Mike,
getting them tended
let me
to.
Interrupt you for 1 second.
Yes.
Word number 11, please.
Oh, can I just look?
No. No, you can't.
Okay.
It's Mike's turn.
Open.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Word 11. I just wanted to...
Yeah, we got
to
do that, right?
I just wanted to make sure that we're starting to finish up the story. So anyway, okay. You were saying.
So what I was saying basically is, you know, the where they're pointed, it mm-hmm. doesn't matter as much as getting them worked on. You know what I mean? And getting them, like, filled if there's a cavity and that type of thing, you know?
I've been neglected.
So that, you know, I understand. When you pull out the Mobius syndrome...
That's when you're looking for pity from us.
That's when you're looking for that. And I understand that you have that, and maybe the order that... But you need to have, like anybody else, no matter what your condition, you're you know, you, like any average Joe, has to go out and get his teeth looked at regularly.
I agree, Mike.
And that's what my point is.
It's my fault.
Okay, well, then here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
Open your mouth very wide and smile. Let me take a good look.
I can smile.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's
right.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
Move the microphone away. Let me...
All right.
You know what?
All right.
The top, you know, it almost looks like he has fangs.
Yeah.
The top, not as bad. Okay, now let me see at the bottom.
All right.
Say, ah. Okay.
All right, the bottom needs work. And I think back there, the molars might need a...
Okay. You know what? The top teeth... The top teeth don't look that bad.
Yeah, top teeth do not look that bad. And would you agree that the top teeth are not a problem?
No, the top teeth are fine.
Would you agree that maybe the problem back near the molars, like maybe some cavities?
Okay, unlikely, but...
Darn it, I'm getting mad again.
Are your teeth sensitive when you have ice cream and when you drink cool liquid?
No, not really.
Have you ever had a tooth break off?
When you were eating? No, my teeth are in great health.
Even though
I haven't been to a dentist.
How long has it been since you've been to the dentist?
7 years, you said.
7 to 8 years.
There's no way your teeth are in good shape if you haven't been to the dentist in 7 years.
Wasn't
there a dentist that was going to do this for free?
Yeah, but I haven't heard from him.
No,
yeah.
You didn't go to him is what you didn't do.
No, I didn't. I'm still waiting to have a
dentist. No, I think he might be right on that.
Really?
No, we're still waiting to get the paperwork from the dentist.
I'll back off. I apologize.
Until I hear from him, I'll go to dentist on my own if he don't want to do it.
Well, I'd like to get him. I think dentist ought to get a freebie dentist trip.
Your teeth are not as bad as we had originally thought. Let's see your feet.
No, but God.
Let's see your feet.
Oh, dude.
Come on now.
This you're getting treated for, right?
This you've had work on. So the feet are supposed to look better.
And he's taking the pills to kill the fungus.
Okay. Now, I remember we saw your toes.
No, put them down. Put them down. Don, can come around, please.
Come around here and show them something.
Okay. Jesus, I looked right in my face.
I looked at these feet during the freak show. How long ago was that? 3 weeks ago?
Don, I'm going to say...
Put your foot down.
I'm going to say, you know, he's been shaking them around so much, but they look maybe better.
Okay.
They all kind of better.
Dennis, look at... look at this.
Back
second,
up a little bit.
Look
Dennis.
At the
back
second one bit. In on his left foot. Look at the nail is still...
Back up just a little more.
The nail is still actually growing over the edge of the toe.
Yeah,
The doctor did clip my toenail.
The doctor did clip your toenail.
They are not as gray or brownish gray as they were before.
Yeah. No, I will tell you that. There is less of a mustard color. There is now more of a gray color.
Right. Yeah, they actually look like you. He's making progress, whatever he's giving you.
Okay, Dennis, you've earned your plug.
Way to go, Dennis.
Okay, come on over. Plug your CD.
And please, get the socks back on, will you, please?
And the shoes. Jesus Christ.
Well, I only have one hand. It'll take 8 minutes. So okay. I'll put my shoes on.
All right, just put your shoes on with no socks. And,
okay.
All right, let's plug. Bye. Go ahead.
Have you seen the new T-shirt?
No,
you saw
it already?
Check it out. Check it out, Mike.
What do you think, Mike?
It is Dennis dressed as Austin Powers.
I love it. Yeah, baby, it says, Shag with the Murph in 2000.
And it's Dennis wearing a Austin Powers shirt laying on a couch. Or wearing an Austin Powers jacket, the frilly shirt and everything.
And speaking of teeth, did he have a little toothpiece put in there for...
I
really didn't need it. Frankly, you didn't need the goofy teeth.
There you go. He had the little Austin Powers put in there. That's it. Okay, well, it's a hell of a picture. It's a great T-shirt.
It's better than your other T-shirt. Where is that available, Dennis?
Oh, it's available at PartyMart.com.
PartyMart.com.
NARQ.com.
It's PartyMart.com.
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 And, Mike, could you, if the people don't have the credit card, could you read this address, please?
Be my pleasure to, Dennis. Okay. Is this your writing?
Something stinks in here, man.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious, Dennis.
It's Dennis. Dennis, I'm going to ask you while I'm reading this, just for a minute, pick those things up and bring them outside of the studio, please.
His socks,
Doc.
Okay. He's got them on his head.
See that? When you're shaking them around, the odor is coming out.
Oh, God.
It really smells in here.
You don't have a credit card.
Really?
It says, please send a check or money order for $15.95 for Dennis's CD or 7th thank you, Rob.
Oh, come on, Mark. It's not that bad.
Dennis, I swear to Jesus it smells in here, man.
Or $17.95 for his T-shirt to the following address, P.O. Box 3705, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20918.
Thank you, Mike.
My pleasure.
You're an angel.
Thank you.
Okay, now about your CD. This is new packaging on the CD this year, right?
Packaging.
I pass it over.
I do have a link on the back for you all.
You do?
Look on the bottom.
I will tell you that now. It appears to be The same picture as last year.
Well, it is. But I
have
it.
They've airbrushed out the chafing, haven't they?
Yes. It's Dennis.
Oh, no.
It's Dennis in his underpants and tube socks.
God.
And a girl with a topless girl with bows over her nipples. It's called Have a Merry Effing Christmas, Dennis Murphy. Uh-huh. And on the back it says, special thanks to Don and Mike, the radio gods. Their assistance has kept my songs alive.
And my songs, like you've penned them. Like you've written them yourself. That is,
okay.
That's wonderful.
And your compact disc is available how?
It's available on PartyMart.com also.
PartyMart.com.
Dennis, how much money total do you figure you've made from all of your enterprises?
Mike, yes. I'm an accountant.
Right, I know.
That's why I thought
you'd know the answer.
Last night, I had $8,600.
$8,600?
I grossed $8,600, but I probably met around $2,500 or $2,700.
Okay, you're doing some bad money management,
Dennis. No. Remember, I put a lot of traveling, and so I...
Expensive.
Oh, okay.
Not more expensive.
When you fly out to Sacramento to hockey stuff. Okay, I got it.
All right. Hey, I'm an accountant, you know. I'm going to try to save money. Well, I don't want to pay the IRS.
That's it. You got to improve on that net, though. You can improve on that net.
All right, well, have a Merry Effing Christmas, the CD, and his brand-new Austin Powers T-shirt. Go to PartyMart.com.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you, Dennis.
You're an angel.
Thank you.
Do you want that back?
Do you want this?
The CD?
The CD.
Oh, you can get to keep that.
Oh, thank you.
That's terrific. Thank you. Wonderful.
All right.
I will wear this. I will wear this, absolutely.
Okay. And will I. This is a much more attractive shirt than your last one.
You can wear it. It's really. This is great.
Thank you. You should see me. I went to 5 places, 5 photographers before they would get my picture. You should call me. I was going into 5.
Oh, really?
And they were not paying me because I was dressed as Austin Powers.
Right. Okay.
Well, I think you're going to do well with this one, Dennis.
All right, get out of here, Dennis.
Did I let out my welcome?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Take care.
We'll see you.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you before Christmas, for God's sakes.
There you go. Take care.
There he goes.
Dennis P. Murphy.
Well, he was good enough to come in and show us his fade and his teeth.
He did it, and he's got a new product. I mean, he's a merchandising machine. He comes up with new, innovative, creative products.
His new t-shirt is definitely better than the old one.
It is indeed.
Hello, Christy. Oh, Mike, we have some sad news.
What?
Christy?
Yes?
You remember Christy from the Freak Show, the girl who had the words, "This is Sam Hoff," tattooed on her most personal of areas?
Oh, yes, she had a very disappointing day.
Yeah, she thought that...
This is Sam Hoff.
She thought that she was going to win. She didn't win.
Right, we were kind of bummed out for her.
All right, Christy, what is the troubling bit of news?
I was thinking about getting it covered, and I wanted to know if you guys wanted to watch the process.
We'd love to watch, but I'd hate for that to be covered up.
Getting it covered.
Can you turn your radio down, please, Christy?
Now, how are you going to get it covered up, Christy?
I was thinking about doing 2 tribal dolphins. They're all black and like a sun behind it.
You know, she's very honest, though. I mean, she could have done this. She didn't win the contest. She could have done this on her own. And, you know.
I thought it was so cool to have a girl out there who had the words, "This is Sam Hoff," tattooed right on her, you know, on her place.
That's true.
But it's your place.
It is your place. That is true.
And is that your final answer, that you're going to get a tattooed over?
Not my final answer. I haven't fully decided yet.
I would urge you to leave it.
Let us know what you finally decide.
Okay.
And if you do decide to do it, of course, we'd love to watch.
Okay.
All right, thank you for the offer, Christy.
Thank you.
Thank you for your honesty. Mm-hmm.
So as of now, though,
mm-hmm.
the words, this is Sam Hoff, still live.
That's true.
Between Christy's legs. Still amazing.
Fantastic.
What does she think about covering that up with Sam's face?
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Nice pictorial.
Nice little likeness, though.
Maybe get a little Mount Rushmore going to Sonny, Sam, and Frank.
Oh, now we're talking.
That'd be great.
Right between her legs.
Way to go, quarterback. Yes, sir, you mind better.
Okay. I think we have, and there are 4 Mount Rushmore, right?
Yeah.
It'd be Sonny, Sam, Frank, and...
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Larry Michael!
I think we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's a story, isn't it?
That is a story, yes.
We have a beginning.
Yes, that is a story.
A middle, and an end.
You'd have to really go on a whole other tangent to keep that going, I would think.
Well, then, let's reward... Hold on. Don't break yet.
No.
You hit the wrong button. Let's reward those listeners who have listened to the entire show thus far today.
All right.
We have a Palm Pilot 3X connected organizer from BargainBid.com. Do your holiday shopping on BargainBid.com today. The 12 days of Christmas, we're giving away 12 Palm Pilots.
Excellent.
We have it now for caller number 100. Right. Prove to us that you've been listening to the whole show today for the last 3+ hours.
That's right.
Through the fight with Ken.
Right.
Through the interrogation of Alan.
Mm-hmm.
Through the admission from Tim McWilliams that he knew what was going on.
Yeah, we still haven't gotten totally to the bottom of it.
Through the inside information received by Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Through my wife's birthday or New Year's party with the dogs. Through the Kathy C. Gifford. Through the Dennis Murphy feat. Prove you've listened to the whole show.
And there's only one way to do that.
If you got all 11 items on this fabulous story that we've just written, be caller 100 right now. And good luck. Phone number 1-877-365-3636.
Run space.
Sometimes on this show, that's sometimes. The important word, Mike.
That's right, sometimes.
Sometimes. You, my friend, has won the Palm 3X Connected Organizer from BargainBid.com. Retail price, $599. Do your holiday shopping on BargainBid.com today.
Excellent.
And we thank you for listening.
It's a pleasure to listen to you, Radio God.
Pleasure. Have a great holiday.
All right.
And love that gift. I love mine. I know my wife loves hers.
I like that one you gave me.
I was not even going to ask you about yours, Mike. I gave one to Buzz. I know he enjoys it. Do you,
right,
do you even use yours, Mike, that
oh
I gave
you? Oh, my God,
it?
Yes.
Oh, do you really?
Oh, I use it. It's in the car right now. I could go down and bring it up. But, you know, remember that bet? I know there was a date given. I know there was somebody said, you know, 6 weeks or something like that.
You lose it.
It's been sitting in my car, and I use it all the time, and I use it on the computer. It's fantastic.
Great. I love the Palm Pilot.
Good gift. We'll be giving one away every day for the next 12 shows. Now, December 1st.
Yes.
It's obvious we've started our Christmas mode. What with the Christmas music and giving away the Palm Pilot every day.
Mm-hmm.
And giving away trips and all kinds of good stuff.
That's right.
We have a contract with Vincent. Now, I don't know if he's going to be wearing the elf suit or not today.
I think I might have seen him out in the hallway, and he's not wearing anything.
Oh, but
he's wearing clothing, but he's not wearing any of the
I want to say officially for all the kids listening that this is the first appearance of Santa's best elf.
He's wearing a mini me jacket.
Vinny the Elf. Come on, Vinny. Oh, you're S faced, aren't you? Vinny.
Look at him.
Marius face. I'm not S faced. I just came by because
you're loaded.
No. Okay, I'm a little bit lost.
Where you been, then? Archibald?
You know what I'm saying. How'd you go? This is Vinny the Elf. I just want to come by and I want to say happy holidays to my buddies Don Mike and Miles Robert and cousin Sally and the kid you got out there.
The ugly kid.
And the Colette to sit out of me. And, you know, I hope everybody's been good. I don't know. No,
Jesus. Well, Vinny, listen, I told you.
Oh, my God.
When you come in...
This place is the same effing hole it was last year.
Did you see
when are you going to get a decorator in this place?
Did you see the tombstone in the lobby?
That's funny. That's my for the boss, right?
Yeah, I can see them.
I see
right.
The boss, the guy that's cheap.
He's
the
very cheap.
He's goddamn right, he's cheap.
Vinny.
Hey, oh, Vinny. Vinny.
That kid.
I just got into town early today, so I took a flight in. You know, and it's a roundabout way to get here. You have to go Canada, you have to go Sacramento, then you have to go to Denver, then you have to go to St. Louis. Can you thank your boss for the incredible airfare?
Well, I'm
14,
sure.
God,
I'm,
14 connections I
I'm
have to
sure
make to get
that
here.
That was a way to keep the cost down.
Oh,
Vinny.
Man. You know, the big guy would agree to take that suit and sleigh out just once in a while to help his buddies travel. And he goes anywhere. No connections gets there, but I got to go through all this crap. And I stop by, and what time's the flight in? And I said, well, let's make it as late as possible. It's the only place they can get you, Vinny. The only place they can get you are the ones that are, you know, connect, and you get in at 12 noon. I said,
Vinny.
I'm getting in at 12 noon. I'm not responsible
Vinny.
For what I want.
Vinny, listen.
Huh?
If you read the contract,
yeah.
December 1st.
My day.
You're supposed to be wearing the suit.
Look.
You're supposed to wear the suit with the little jingle bell on the hat and with the bells on the shoes.
Hey, but
look, you're dressed like a goddamn pimp in here today.
I know.
You have the smell of love on you.
I can explain it, please. I can explain it. And there's no smell of love.
Oh,
there's a professional in me. It might be a little perfume, but it's not love.
No, I smell
the pooter.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
Well, it was a lap dance. It was this little tiny lap dance, and she didn't mean anything to me.
Oh, you okay, Vinny? Oh, Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, Vinny. Vinny, don't throw up, Vinny.
God.
Vinny, don't throw up.
Oh,
I hate to see an elf puke.
Green.
Vinny, don't throw up, Vinny.
Oh, God.
Hold on a second.
Oh, Vinny.
That's better. All better now. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
Vinny.
Sitting around.
You
I
are bomb.
I've had too much to drink. I don't know my limit. I'm so sorry.
Vinny.
So
can you work
soft.
Up a message for the kids?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Hold on.
I mean, on the first day, it's always soft.
Yeah, no,
you know, we have a contract with you.
I love Christmas. Okay. Okay, for the kids. Just hold on a second.
All right, now, moms and dads, I know you have the wee ones in the car. I want to guarantee that now is a safe time for mom and dads to turn up their radios to allow the little ones the chance to listen to the R-rated Don and Mike show. Because here is, boys and girls, it is Santa's number one elf, Vinny.
Hi, boys and girls, this is Vinny the elf. It's a great pleasure to say to all the kids, I hope you've been naughty enough. I hope you've been nice, not naughty, and that you're good to your mom and dad, and that you'll get all sorts of fabulous toys right in the, you know, right under your tree, that are good, because you've been good, and Santa will land on the roof with your sleigh, with reindeer.
Vinny, you're going to puke again. Okay, listen. All right, moms and dads. Turn the radio off now, moms and dads.
Vinny,
I'm going to need to see you again tomorrow. And tomorrow I'm going to have it. You have to wear the suit tomorrow.
I'll wear the suit, I will. I'm sorry.
Wear the suit.
I've been drinking and whoring all night long.
Drinking and whoring all night long.
I promise I'll be better tomorrow, but I'm not going to take my head out of this trash can.
All right. Vinny the Elf.
I'm very sorry.
Okay. Nothing stinks more than elf and puke.
Oh, no. I got to go.
All right. Okay.
Both ends.
Okay. All right, Vinny. Okay. Thank you, Vinny.
I'm sorry.
We have a contract with him.
I don't think that was at all pleasant.
It's like this every year.
I know. His first day especially, you think he'd get the message, but he showed up. So technically, we still have to pay him.
Today was the drunkest I think he's ever been for his first day appearance on the show.
He's never vomited in here before.
And frankly, I've never smelled as much of the gaysh as I smell today.
It's just he was a mess. He was just a mess.
Like he had it rubbed all over him.
All the other elves, they're enablers.
They really are. Technically, boys and girls, that was the first appearance this year of Vinny the Elf on the show.
He got like two-thirds of the way through it. I thought it was kind of a rip-off, but we can't argue with his lawyer.
He's never vomited before. And he's represented, of course, by
Donald Ephraim.
Super lawyer, Donald Ephraim.
That's why we're obligated.
Buzz, what is it? Vinny will be back tomorrow.
Okay. Very good.
And many days through the holiday season, and eventually, the big fat guy's coming in.
Yeah, the big fat guy who's got the same problem.
No.
Yeah, they all do.
Oh, come on, Buzz. You know Santa's been drunk every year he comes in here.
I said the elves are enablers. Mrs. Claus, she's a great enabler.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and the comments tonight?
Tonight, a supermarket tabloid sets out to solve a murder.
Oh, get my JonBenet Ramsey tape ready, Robbie. I know what the story's about.
That's what it's about. Oh, it's great. I'm glad it's the lead.
All right, everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For
news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
Right in the garbage can.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Check out Sacramento's funniest morning show, The Rise Guys, 5:30 to 9 on Sports 1140 KHDK.
Tony Overbay from Lincoln tells us why Good Day Sacramento is a better way to start.